This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. It's been a bit chilly this week, but don't let that stop you from going fishing over the weekend, especially seeing as it's a long weekend. I'm joined by Leon from Boats and Bikes, Paul Peary. Leon, how's it going?
I'm very good, Jordan. I was doing a little bit of swimming on Wednesday and Tuesday. And have you been there pinching my towel again? Because it was wet when I got out of the water.
No, I don't think you can blame that one on me.
Okay, magnificent, mate. No, perfect opportunity, though. You know, like, over the last few weeks, we've been talking about how fish are starting to come on, and King George Whiting particularly loves his cold water. So we can't get any better of a start to this particular season than right now. We've seen some big fish up to the 50-centimetre size, so which is quite unusual for this area, but they are going to come on this weekend. The weather pattern looks good. It might be a bit drizzly, but I don't think you're going to have a lot of wind around the place. So that's a really fantastic start to this long weekend. So the tips that we would give you, if you were to look at Checker Boy, Eastern Shoal, Third Creek patches, and also around Woods Point at Port Davis, I think you'd find yourself a good bag of King George Whiting. For those with littler boats, if you might want to look at, say, Barra's Beach over the Berrywood, you can launch from the beach. And just be careful because we've had a bit of rain, and it can get a bit messy getting in and out of that place. We've talked of squid, and squid tubes are growing every week. It's unbelievable. That's a big season coming forward. So we're really looking forward to what happens through the next couple of weeks. I think it's time to get the boat out and make sure you fill up with squid and do some good bits. There's no more blue swimmer crabs, as far as I've been reported, but there is some beautiful salmon trout and that floating around the place as well. So they're always great. So my tip would be in around the Third Creek mouth, you can find yourself a good feed of salmon trout, and always great for the kids to teach them. So, but that's all. And as we always say on long weekends, a little bit of boat ramp etiquette, it goes a long, long way.
That is for sure. Are you getting away to catch some fish this long weekend?
No, I'm going to stay home and enjoy, and my new boat is arrived. So I'll have to fit it out so I can get on the water. So we're looking forward to that as well. And then I'll be out there running amok.
No worries. Well, Leon, thanks for chatting.
Travel well. Be safe.
That was Leon from Boats and Bikes, Port Peary, on your Classic Hits. Unlike a certain brand of breath mint, you couldn't really accuse the weather over the last week of being a fisherman's friend, but that doesn't mean it's going to stay like that all weekend, especially over this long weekend. You may still be able to get out and catch something. I'm joined by Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo. Brenton, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
So it has been a bit colder over the last week. Has that changed anything as far as fishing season goes?
It has. With the way the weather's been, there's not a lot of reports. And some of the reports we're just starting to see now are the fish are just starting to show up again.
I guess we did have pretty stormy weather, didn't we?
Yeah, not a lot of people been out. Bit we have heard, there's good-sized salmon out from the rocks at Point Riley. The marina has salmon and snook from the end of it, and there's a few mullet coming from inside the marina. Jetty just starting to see a few squid start to show up, and there's still a few crabs getting around. That's off of Wallaroo. The boat is out from Wallaroo. Whiting is starting to show up in the bay. Also a few crabs still out there. Before the blow, they were still getting whiting down the border in the middle grounds and salmon from Bird Reef and over at Point Riley. But, yeah, we don't know what the blow's done to them yet. Moonta Bay and Port Hughes Jetty, much the same. Just starting to see a few squid early morning. Hopefully, as the weather water clears a bit, that should improve. Crab's been slow. A few tommies just on dark. Pretty much for the jetties. Boats out from Port Hughes, just starting to get a few more whiting in the bay. So I think the blow has sort of schooled them up a bit. Hopefully we get a few more people out and a few more reports and find out what's actually done. For the blow, out past the light, south of the Cape, with your better whiting spots. And if the water's starting to clear, you should be able to pick up a feed of squid without much trouble.
Well, that sounds pretty
good. Until we get a few more people out and a few more reports in, we won't know a lot more.
Well, hopefully the wind calms down a little bit then this weekend so people don't have to debate whether or not to get on the boat and they can just get out there and give you some more tips.
Yep, I think there's meant to be a couple of good days and then there could be a bit more of a blow, so we'll see what happens.
Wouldn't want to waste the long weekend without catching something. Yep. No worries. Well, Brenton, thanks for your time, and we'll chat again next time.
No worries. Radio.
That was Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.